There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. My name's Hayden, and I'm on the road with Jackson B. Bailey and
Hello.
Joel B. Dusha.
Hello!
And today's topic is driving.
Jackson,
yeah,
know nothing about that.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that.
Great.
I do know how to eat so many mints it gives me diarrhea.
Oh yeah, so it's another car pod. We're on the road to Sydney, where I'm with the Thummies boys. We're doing Shut Up A Second and Thumb Cramps, but in Sydney for fun.
Yeah.
And Jackson, just before we started recording, said, "Hey, what do you think it means on the back of these mints?" Read it out for me.
Excessive consumption may have a laxative effect.
Yeah. I think it means if you eat all more, you'll shit.
But the thing with me is I just can't help myself when it comes to mints. It's a problem. You give me mints, I'll finish those mints.
What flavor
Take them
are
off
they?
Me.
They're perfect.
Grape. They're awesome.
What the fuck? Grape
yeah,
mint.
I got some grape mints.
That's yuck.
So speaking of laxative effect, how close as an adult have you come to shitting your pants?
I think they just make me fart heaps. In general?
Just in general.
These mints are so gross.
No, they're good.
This is horrible.
They're delicious.
It's minty and grapey. That's awful.
That's a really good combo
of
flavors
medicine,
for me.
But in a bad way.
I like the taste of medicine.
You could take these back and treat yourself.
How close have I got to shitting myself as an adult? Not that close.
Really?
Not that close. Yeah.
Have you ever shit yourself as an adult?
I don't think so.
That's crazy.
Not even like a diarrhea fart?
Maybe a diarrhea fart, but...
I don't know. I don't mean to offend
you,
Jackson.
Maybe like when I was sick. Yeah.
But you really seem like a real shit yourself as an adult kind of guy. And the fact that you haven't...
Yeah.
It makes me embarrassed because I've shit myself so many times as
I get
an adult.
It. Because, I live my life with a sort of carelessness.
Yeah.
You assume that would extend to...
To farting and shitting.
Farting and shitting. Of course.
Yeah, like if you had to go through the Sandspans Radio roster, you're the king, like, and you had to rank both farts and shits, you're coming out... You're top three both times.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, for sure. But yeah, just, I don't know. I guess that's one place in my life where I'm taking stock and paying attention so as not to shit my underwear.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Like maybe when I got like, if I was like really sick, you know, but.
Diarrhea is a killer. Like if you've got gastro or something like that, you trust no fart.
No,
trust
absolutely. No fart. God, no. Mm. Eat some bread or some toast to try and clog yourself up.
Yeah, to soak up the diarrhea.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're off to a disgusting start.
Well, the reason I brought it up is because the closest I've got to shitting myself
was just then.
Like in, no, not recent. Well, it was recent, but it involved the car that we're currently in.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't shit myself though, but I had driven our good friend Andrew Levins out to a faraway suburb so he could film some TikTok content.
Yeah.
I dropped him back off at his hotel, and then I hit peak hour traffic. Mm. And while we were at the faraway place for him to shoot his TikTok content, we had very nice Greek food.
Oh, yeah.
We ate a lot of it.
I think our Greek food with excess consumption has a laxative effect as well.
Yeah, well, I found that out the hard way. So basically hit traffic and was like, oh no, I need to shit.
Yeah.
And then I was looking, I was like, I'm like 45 minutes away from home and I'm stuck on a freeway.
Whoa, yeah, bro.
So
were you considering shitting into like a Gatorade bottle?
Yeah, like what was going through your head?
So basically what happened was I was like, I'll be okay, I'll be okay.
Yeah.
Then I was like starting to get like cold sweats.
Oh,
and I was
fuck,
like, okay,
dude.
I don't think I'm going to be okay.
Yeah. Wait, do the thing where you're like lifting the butt.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
lifting
butt
the
out
butt.
Of the seat.
Yeah.
Just to relieve the pressure somehow.
Yeah, yeah.
That does nothing. Did you undo your belt as well?
I undid my belt as well. Yeah. Did all of the classics.
Like, oh, yeah. This will buy me an extra few minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah, then like
I've got more space to expand full of shit before I explode.
And then after a little bit, I was like, okay, I'm in the car by myself.
Yeah.
I am going home. If I do shit my pants,
bro.
Look. It will be okay. Like, yeah. Things are going to be okay.
Yeah.
Like, a little bit of shit might come out. And, like, I'm wearing pants. And I was wearing, like, relatively thick pants. I'm not going to shit on the seat.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything this afternoon. So, like, I can clean my car. No one will be home. Everyone at my house is at work. I can shit my pants and it'll be okay.
You can waddle inside and maybe no one will see you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be okay.
Yeah. No one has to know.
Yeah, it felt. But basically what happened
that's
is...
That's pretty dire where you're like...
Making peace with myself. Yeah.
Making peace with shitting your
but,
car.
But like, it's also so bright.
Oh man, I shit the car, but it's okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of, I'm like, almost, I'm so impressed that like, I think it shows real resilience to just be like...
But then I made... it ended up being an all or nothing move, which is... it was about 5 to 10 minutes away from home, and I knew there was a McDonald's, and I was like, all right.
Fuck.
I don't, like, knowing there's a McDonald's, I just gotta go.
Yeah.
But I was like, if...
Is this the McDonald's that's, like, less than 2 minutes from your house?
Yeah, but this was, like, peak hour, remember?
Yeah,
so it was
long ago. Dude.
So, like, I was like, this is an all or nothing play, because it's, like, around, like, 5 o'clock at this point, or 5:30.
Yeah.
If that toilet door is locked, and I push on it, and it does not open... I don't
You're
know.
You're going to shit yourself in the McDonald's.
You were shitting yourself in a...
Oh, I shit the McDonald's.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. Sorry for shitting your McDonald's.
Because I was like, I can't... This shit is so close that, like, I wouldn't be able to have a regular conversation with someone asking for the key.
No. Yeah. Oh, dude. That's so scary.
I think you could have, but it would have been fucked. You would have been like, Ken, hi.
Yeah. Hi, do you have the key? Can I have the key in the bathroom?
The key.
Yeah, and they'll be like, why are you sweating? I'm like, I'm about to shit my pants!
Don't ask. Why would you ask?
Just give me the bag. Give me the bag.
Anyway, press the door and the door opened and I was the most relieved I've ever been. I reckon I was shitting before I even touched the toilet.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah. The moment Well, that's what's scary as well, is that the moment you start pulling your pants down...
Your body's like, oh, it's shit time.
No, give me a second.
No. Well, Hayden famously told a story about this on Shut Up A Second.
That's right.
Yeah, I shit on the floor.
Yeah, he shit on the floor.
Back. It's an episode with Ruby. I can't remember what it's called. But if you want the story, go back. Basically, I shit on the floor, but it wasn't my fault.
And then you get to hear Hayden in real time decide whether or not he should edit it out of the podcast.
Yeah.
And then he voices that. In. He voices that and then gets relentlessly bullied by Ruby and Cass.
Yeah, and it's in. I feel like the people need to know.
I think you hit a certain point in your life where it's not as embarrassing. It would be embarrassing to do.
Yeah.
If you were caught waddling into your own home with shitty pants,
yeah,
that would have been embarrassing. But telling the story later... I don't know. I think you hit a point in life
there's
where you're like...
There's a certain power when it about
shitting
like, on the
floor. Yeah, like, you're going to shit your pants.
Yeah.
Some point it's going to happen.
I also think that, like, gut problems and stuff like that are so much more common. People just be out here shit.
Yeah, bro.
I think they've always been common, but people just didn't talk about it because
poo
is rude.
If somebody's got a gut problem, they'll tell you. Oh, yeah, they'll tell you the most recent time they shat their pants.
They'll be like, hey, I've actually got really bad diarrhea right now because of my gut issues. I'm like, okay,
like,
cool.
I'll be out here shitting.
Yeah.
I'd just be shitting. I'd be pooping. I'd be farting.
What did you do today? Oh, I was fighting and shitting, throwing up because of my guts. Oh, okay.
Do you think you're regular? Like, do you think you...
I'm pretty regular. I'm a twice a day man.
Twice a day?
Yeah.
I think I'm a one a day man, really.
I float between 1 to 2 shits a day, depending on how much I've been eating, how much coffee I've drank as well.
Yeah, fair. Yeah.
Coffee doesn't do that thing anymore that makes me just immediately shit, but it definitely brews things up.
I have this real issue, right?
Yeah.
So... My body has decided there's certain times I shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of those times, maybe I'm like 1 to 2 as well, actually. But one of those times is when I get into work, right?
Yep.
Get into work, take a shit. That's how it's going to go. And then when I come home from work, if I'm going to take a second shit, I'll do it then. But then, just before bed, my body's like, you should do a shit.
Shit number three.
But it never comes out.
Just
I go sit on the toilet and fart.
Wait, so you've got to do your nightly farts.
I've got to do a fart. Okay, let me just take a fart real quick.
Sorry, babe.
I gotta go take a fart real quick. This is something I've been thinking about, actually. Speaking of farting and shitting.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
And I tweeted about this, but I think it's worth discussing.
Yeah. Hey, if comedians can put tweets in their stand-up set.
Exactly. We can put it in our podcast.
Yeah.
So, if you went into a public toilet.
Yeah.
And did a big fart.
Yeah.
Now, I don't mean going into a cubicle. I just mean going into the sinks and letting loose a big fart.
Yeah.
That would be socially unacceptable. And yet, if you are to fart anywhere in this life, it's going to be a public bathroom. So what the fuck are we doing here?
Well, I think, Jackson,
I think cubicle.
It gets even like more wild because if you're in the male bathrooms,
yeah,
and you just simply face the urinal, you don't even need to get your cock out, I don't think. If you're just standing at a urinal and do a huge fart.
Yeah, you can do farts at the urinal. That's
yeah,
fine.
That's true. You can do farts
it's
at the urinal.
It's funny to do farts at the urinal.
They should make a fart urinal.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Because also, like, the reason I wouldn't
like
take a cubicle.
Tube that you fart into? It's like, no. It's because I've got a vacuum
it's
running.
Just a bench you stand at. There's nothing. And you just do farts.
It's got padding to cushion the
no,
fart.
No. It's like your back is still just facing the toilet.
Do you pull your pants down?
No.
You just fart in your jeans. Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Who would fart in their
jeans?
Oh,
I just farted my pants.
Oh.
Like, I was thinking, like, oh, you take, because if you take a cubicle,
yeah.
Like, if you're sitting in a toilet and there's a guy next to you and he's farting up a storm,
yeah.
You're not thinking it, but you're like, fair enough, brother. Good luck in there.
Yeah, get him out.
Get him out of here. But if you went in, if I found out somebody went in just to fart, I would be like, there's some of us that have real problems.
I've definitely.
What do you mean you would find out? Who's telling you?
I don't know. In a world where.
Are you investigating?
I open the door, I'm like, hey. That just smells like farts. Dude,
there's not
a
single.
Typical use, okay? You can fart by the sinks.
Although, like, there is some power, like, going to a public bathroom. Like, if you're at a restaurant or something, excusing yourself to go to the bathroom when you just need to fart.
Yeah, well, yeah, but what do you.
You can't just fart at the table. That's
yeah,
that's
exactly.
Fuck.
So you're at a fancy dinner.
You don't even need to be at a fancy dinner.
Well,
just
you're,
a regular
you're at dinner,
dinner.
And yeah. You need to fart.
Yeah.
You say, pardon me, I must use the little boy's room.
Yeah.
You get up, you go into the toilet.
Yeah.
What's the next move?
I usually, if I know I just need to fart, I'll pretend that I'm shitting. Like, as in, like,
yeah.
I'll sit down.
Yeah, okay.
I'll go into regular shit mode.
Yeah.
Pants down, sit on the toilet. Then I'll just do a couple of farts and
yeah.
then...
That's because from anybody watching, obviously no one's watching.
Yeah.
But from anybody watching, they're like, that was a quick shit.
Yeah.
And then that's how I find out you were just farting in there. And I say, brother, some of us need that to shit in.
Yeah.
You can fart near the sinks.
A toilet is maybe the worst place to fart because it's like, it amplifies the fart. It's basically shaped like a trumpet.
Yeah, it's farting into a tuba.
If you designed a fart echo chamber, it wouldn't look that much different to a toilet.
Exactly. What you need is some kind of toilet that deadens the sound.
You need a carpeted toilet.
Yeah.
Carpeted toilet. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
A carpeted bowl.
You
no
don't want
water.
The job of replacing the fart carpet.
No, you wouldn't need to because it's well, just
you,
farts.
No, you would need
no,
to.
Absorb
if people are just farting up a storm on one bit of carpet, that carpet's going
to
smell like farts.
You got to do that.
That's going to be arsehole scented carpet.
You take the carpet out. And beat it with a hammer or whatever. Get the farts
like
out.
A broom, like an old lady. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's not a good joke.
Anyway, that's just something I've been thinking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, no, I like that.
There's no place to fart in the world.
Yeah.
You know?
We live in a society where.
Scared of farts.
Yeah.
And everyone's farting.
Yep.
We're all farting all the time, more than you think.
Yeah.
Do you reckon maybe there's a time in the not too distant future? You know how obviously like social tastes change.
Yeah.
It used to be incredibly rude to. I don't know, to swear,
yeah.
Or like show your ankles, and now it's kind of like, hey, wear some shorts and you can say shit on the radio, it's
mm-hmm.
fine. Do you think in soon we can just fart?
I think that farts, the problem with farting is
yeah.
that it is
it's stinky.
Some level of unhygienic.
Yes, yeah. It's true.
Because you are just putting your asshole particles
into
the sky.
Yeah. Into
it's, you know, you can hear fuck and be offended.
Yeah,
but if you
physical thing,
no, very few people love the smell of a fart.
Yeah.
It's not neutral.
Chosen
I think
few.
It's more than we think, but I think it is
yeah.
few. Yes,
would you?
Yeah,
if you could, you
yeah.
don't have to get horny off it.
Yeah,
but would you change your brain?
Oh, I don't have to get horny. Okay, good.
Okay.
Well, I know what this question.
Let
is
me pitch
be.
You a scenario.
Uh-huh. Right.
It's the not too distant future,
uh-huh.
and I have developed a surgery.
Uh huh.
And this is a surgery. It's a
is
brain.
You
surgery.
Doing the surgery?
It's one of my
crackpot medical team.
It's one of my trusted employees.
Sure. Okay.
And the brain surgery will make it so that farts smell good to you. They don't have to get you off. It's not like horny smell. It's just they smell not bad.
Yeah.
I just want to point out, Jackson leaned forward and is now talking directly into my ear.
Yeah, that's good. He was scared.
So much closer when you talk about this horny. Yeah, it doesn't have to be horny. It doesn't have to be horny.
Well, because I assume that's where your minds will go at first.
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
I don't think I would get any surgery that would just change the smell of a thing for me.
But no, sorry, it doesn't change the smell. It just makes you like the current smell.
Yeah. I'll rephrase that. I would never get a surgery that just alters how my brain handles a smell.
It does feel like it's a bit of a risk. And farts, I mean, I don't love farts, but I don't despise them enough to go have brain surgery about it.
Fair enough. What brain surgery would you get? I'm offering you any change to the way you smell things.
Only smell?
Or, let's go any sense. I'll offer you any change to the way you smell, see, feel, taste, or hear anything.
I would like this sense. I'm not sure if it might be smell, but you know how ants can tell if it's going to rain?
I would like
that sense. And then when it's about to rain, I'm like, oh shit, I got to get my stuff together. Oh God, it's
going
to rain.
I got to let everybody know we're going inside.
Yeah, well, as an adult, how often are you actually caught in the rain?
Very rarely.
Like, well, what I would like about that is to be like, Hayden, is it going to rain? Like, I'd like to be able to ask
you. No, you'd be able to tell because I'm running around, going to the grocery store, picking up supplies.
It makes you freak out, too.
Like, closing the roller shutters of my house.
Okay.
Oh, God, get ready. It's going to rain.
It's going to rain. I got to get inside. I got to get in my hole.
Yeah. What would you do? What sense would you want?
Altered? Alter a sense. I mean, it would be cool for everything to taste good. Just like anything, like if I licked a road or eat a leaf, like it's delicious.
But then I feel
me.
Like you'd fuck it up. You would die from that, I think. Because you're I can lick mercury boys, and it tastes like lollies. Yeah. Mm.
Mercury. I watched a video the other day of a guy who was cleaning his carpet and he found a bunch of droplets of mercury. It was like just like a built-in carpet in the floor of his lounge room. And it was because the previous person who'd owned the building had spilt or like smashed a thermometer or whatever.
I was just there hanging out.
And yeah, because mercury just doesn't go.
Yeah.
And you can't clean it up. Like, it's not easy to clean up. So they just left it there.
Yeah.
So his carpet was just full of heavy metal, which is crazy.
That's awesome. I feel like, Jackson, because you, I mean, earlier, just like 10 minutes ago, you were talking about how you're going to eat all those mints, even though you know it's going to give you a laxative effect, but because they taste good.
That is true.
I think you can't be trusted.
Yeah, that's true.
I know that's going to hurt me and I'm doing it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
So yeah, if it was like, I don't know, the scorpion tastes delicious.
Mm.
Although with a scorpion, you could probably eat it quick enough. Right?
I think you could eat.
Detail a scorpion?
What? No, I just mean eat it quick enough that it doesn't get a chance.
I don't think you're that quick. Have you already caught it or is it?
What do you mean if I already caught it or am I like scurrying along the ground?
Are you hunting the scorpion?
I'm burying myself.
Why?
To catch a scorpion. I'm burying myself with my mouth open.
Uh-huh. You cover yourself, but just your mouth is open?
Just my mouth is...
And so the scorpion goes, ooh, a nice moist hole.
Yeah. Oh, and it climbs in and then I... Oomp!
Yeah, right.
Do scorpions famously like moist holes?
I don't know. I don't like holes.
I feel like they're a dry hole kind of guy.
What animal likes moist holes?
Yeah. Slugs?
Slugs? You've eaten slugs.
Slugs are slow enough that I could realize what's happening.
Moist holes.
I don't know if really any animal does, to be honest.
I think they prefer moist than like really dry.
Yeah.
Because you want to be a little
any
bit moist.
Slimy animal, I guess.
Yeah. I feel like maybe animals that like a platypus.
A rat would love a moist hole. Dude,
and I don't know if I could be quick enough to stop a rat climbing down my mouth.
That rat is going in ya.
Yeah, dude.
And it's cool because when the rat gets into your throat and you haven't had a chance to swallow it, it will just burrow out.
It'll burrow. Yeah, absolutely. The only hope I have is to clamp my teeth down on its tail.
Yeah.
Just so it doesn't. But can rats drop their tail?
No.
Oh, I don't think, yeah. Are you thinking of lizards?
If rats could drop their tail, I think they'd dominate. They'd become the dominant species.
Yeah?
That's the one thing holding them back.
Could you elaborate on that?
I think No, I will not be elaborating.
Sorry if I just went quiet there for a bit. Neither of the other two boys noticed, but a truck almost just ran us off
it
the road.
It didn't. Ra was noticing. It was indicating for ages. We had time.
Yeah, and it started merging before we were out of the way.
Well, that's all right. I have been hit by a truck in that exact same way, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
It stinks. It's scary.
Yeah.
You go, whoa, because then you spin out on the road.
Yeah.
Did you spin out?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
Was it also on a freeway?
Yeah, we're going like 100. Basically, the truck merged, hit the back corner of the car, and then we like span in front of it, and the truck luckily put the brakes on. And
that's
then
crazy.
We span out and hit the railing, but like facing the truck, so we did like a 180.
Fuck.
Yeah, it was freaky.
Yeah.
Did the truck driver pay for damages?
Yeah, they were pretty good at that. It was like the truck driver kept, he stopped and was like, oh, fuck, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry.
Nice.
And then, we were like, oh, we're fine. Like, it's pretty scary, but we're fine.
That's good.
He kept going because he's got like,
he's got shit to fill. Yeah.
And then the people who own or work for the truck company came out and gave us a lift and were like, so sorry about that.
Oh, well, whoops.
Yeah. And, but they paid for it all. It was all good.
That's good.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
So currently in the car,
yeah.
We stopped just before recording this.
Yeah.
And Dusha picked up a Borat air freshener.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it stinks like pineapple.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Why did they pick pineapple?
Because it's Jackson. It's because it's very nice.
My wife.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Pineapple.
Yeah, pine. Very pine.
Very
apple.
Pine.
Not really a pine.
King of the pineapple.
It's also worth noting that the guy bought it off of the service station.
Shut up. I got something funny.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, say it.
They should have made the flavor berry ice. Like a menthol berry flavor. Berry ice. Like you can get berry ice vapes flavors.
Yeah,
put Borat berry ice.
That's so fair.
That is funny. I should be a millionaire with good ideas.
What you should do is you should choose the flavors
for stuff. Give me any kind of thing, and I'll tell you what flavor it should be.
Well, first of all, do the boys in the car.
Okay. Well, no.
Yeah. Sell a Joel Dusha air freshener.
Joel, you're great.
I'm grape.
I will not be elaborating. You're grape.
Is that because my mints are grape?
Yeah, and you can smell grape right now.
You just got grape all over you.
Is Jackson pineapple?
Jackson, I think, would be like, you know those air fridges that are just sort of a weird chemical smell? And they're like, it's called like black ice or something.
Okay.
Or like those weird like lemon fresh, but don't really smell like lemon.
Can it just say chemicals?
Yeah, you'd be that horrible chemical smell, I think. And I would be...
Farts.
Hazelnut.
Hazelnut?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's me. I'm hazelnut.
I don't know about that.
Yeah,
but yeah, it is worth noting that the guy that I bought the Borat air freshener off me, I guess he was bored at work and just tried to start up some conversation. Because I bought a couple of packs of footy cards and he was like, oh, who's your team? And I was like, oh, I'm back for Essendon.
Yeah.
And then we had a brief conversation about that. And then he scanned the Borat air freshener and he was like, oh. Borat, he's good, isn't he?
Did you say, yeah, he's very nice?
He is good.
And then
I think I said, yeah, he is good.
That's
yeah.
so funny. He is pretty good. What?
I've never seen Borat.
I was going to also point that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've never seen Borat.
Never.
Well, has anything stopped you seeing Borat? Or
I just forget.
Have you seen Borat subsequent movie film?
Yeah.
No, I have not. Oh. I have not seen Bruno, nor have I seen any Ali G.
Okay.
I don't have any seen any Sasha's stuff.
What about The Dictator?
No, I have not seen The Dictator.
What about Hugo?
I have seen Hugo.
Okay, so you have seen some Sacha Baron Cohen movies.
I feel like maybe I saw that in the cinemas for some reason. Well,
yeah,
I
Hugo
rocks. Hugo in the cinemas.
Good movie to see in the cinema.
Yeah.
With
that
have
boy
you seen...
in Clockwork or something.
Mm.
Yeah. That movie's about loving movies.
Is it?
Yeah.
A Trip to the Moon, bitch. Yeah.
What?
The magic of movies.
The magic of movies, baby.
Okay. It's been a long time.
Yeah, fair
yeah.
enough.
Did you see it in 3D? Do you remember? Hugo was a 3D movie.
Don't know.
Have you seen The House with Clocks in Its Walls?
What? No, what's
remember
that?
Remember the movie The House with Clocks in Its Walls starring Jack Black and someone else?
No.
No? Oh, fair enough.
What have you seen The House at the End of the Street starring Jennifer Lawrence?
No.
Have you seen Monster House?
I have seen Monster House.
Have you seen The
That's
House?
That's its uvula. So it's a girl house? That's a funny line.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, what have you seen The House starring Will Ferrell and Amy Poehler, I'm pretty sure?
No, I haven't.
Where they start a gambling rink in their house?
Yeah.
Have you seen...
Did you say gambling rink? Like
yeah.
Like a skating rink?
Yeah.
Have you seen classic Japanese cult horror movie Houseu?
I've no, but I have seen House, the TV show.
Oh, Dr.
Yeah.
House.
Yeah. House MD.
He's funny.
He's funny, but he's a real prick.
He's a
yeah,
sack of shit.
But he gets the job done.
He'll be like, hey, brother, you're sick and you're lying to us.
Yeah.
So you better tell me the truth.
Oh,
or
that cutty. Oh. Never letting House get away with it, except she always does. But she's not happy about it.
And
I love that
House
joke.
Is like, I'm going to go home and do drugs and be a prick. And Wilson's yeah. like, oh, House, don't
House,
do that.
Don't do that, House.
And then Wilson's like, it's okay. It's because his leg's sore.
Yeah. And then Wilson comes over and then they have a beer together.
Yeah.
And say, oh, House.
Oh, House, you prick. And he goes, yeah.
Classic House.
It took me ages to realize it was like a one-for-one Sherlock Holmes thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Holmes, House, Wilson, Watson.
Watson.
He has the same address as Sherlock
Cuddy.
Holmes. Cuddy. Cuddy and... M? Is that what it is?
Yeah, M. And yeah. Q.
And Q. Yeah. Absolutely.
Chase is Q, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Chase is always supplying House with gadgets to solve,
to solve medical problems with gadgets.
I've invented a new kind of syringe that explodes.
Whoa!
Yeah.
That's a that's
tap
awesome.
This clipboard three times, House, and you get X-ray vision.
That would be cool.
That would be useful for a doctor, I think.
Yeah, X-ray vision
to look in your guts.
Yeah, I feel like it would give you brain cancer after the third use.
Mm.
But I bet worth it.
You can X-ray a brain three times.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
I was just trying to think of ways to innovate the medical industry.
Yeah.
X-ray vision's good.
I think laser scalpel, that would be sick.
Well,
I think that already
like,
exists, doesn't it?
Fuck!
I think like, a gamma knife is a thing.
Gamma knife?
Gamma knife?
I think that's what it's called. It's like a knife that heats up and has a laser in it.
Yeah, and it makes
shit.
You Hulk.
Yeah,
Jackson's
Hulk
right.
Yeah.
I think it cuts out cancers or something. I think. I don't
Why
know.
Did King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, your favorite band, write a song about it?
I think because it's cool.
Okay.
And also they're not my favorite band. They used to be, but...
Who's your favorite band?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Mm. Is it Drake?
I've listened to a lot of Ramones recently.
Are Ramones your favorite band?
No. I don't know.
What about The Clash?
I don't know if this is good content. Guessing Hayden's favorite band.
I think it's great content.
Jackson, who's your favorite musician? Because you always like the strangest guys.
I don't know.
Last car trip, we probably talked about it, but we're like, hey, Jackson, you put out an album, and it's this like mixtape of this white rapper from Texas from 2006.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Where do you even get this stuff?
Like,
he goes on Reddit. And just
finds,
type,
hey, what's some weird
fucked music?
r/fucked music.
There is a car right in front of us now that looks like the car from Mr. Bean. Looks like the enemy car from Mr. Bean.
Should we make it our enemy as well?
Yeah, let's try and run it off the road.
What do you mean the enemy car?
You know, the boat car that's blue and it has three wheels?
Oh.
Yeah,
it also just looks like Mr. Bean's car.
It kind of does look like Mr. Bean's car, but blue.
It could be Mr. Bean. Hey, do you reckon anybody's done a parody of Mr. Beast that's Mr. Bean?
Mr. Beans?
Do you reckon that's anything?
And it's Mr. Beast running around.
Everybody from different ages.
No, but he can't talk, though. That's the bold.
Mr. Bean talks a little bit.
He talks a little bit.
No, not really. He goes, Teddy.
In the movie, he goes, I'm Dr. Bean.
Yeah, but he can't explain a Mr. Beast game.
No.
That's too many
he can
words.
Explain a bit of it. He could be like,
$1 million?
Touch the truck, $1,000.
Touch the truck for $1,000? That's a good video. Oh, man.
That's if I take over Mr. Beast's channel. if you touch this truck, I'll give you $1,000.
Mr. Beast has a thing where he like reinvests all the ad money he gets. He puts it into prizes for the next video.
Yeah.
But you're just like, I want all the money.
Can you reveal where you got that information from?
That's just known, isn't it?
Is it? Or did you see a clip from something that explained that to you on your Instagram reels?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think you saw a clip from Logan Paul's podcast.
Oh, no, I didn't. He's been saying that forever. He's like, he lives in a zero-bedroom studio apartment, and he just invests like literally all of the money from his crazy videos into the next crazy video, which is why it's all nuts.
Is he like playing it like he's gambling, where he's just going to keep doing that and doing that and doing that, and then to a point where he'll make like $150 million in 1 year, and then he'll just take it and end his YouTube career?
I think he's making more money than that already.
Yeah.
He's got Feastables, bro. He's got snacks and Feast Burger, which apparently I think was a huge flop. But
you ever had a Feastable?
No, I've not had a Feastable.
You're all right.
But I remember it's fun. Occasionally you'll hear a parent asking someone at Woolies, like, do you have Feastables? It's like, you can tell they've been pestered for a long time to get rocks. Feastables.
I really like
Dad,
that.
Dad, you got to get Feastables. What are you talking
about? Was that Bobby
about?
Hill?
Dad, I need the Feastables.
I want a Feastable.
Damn it, Bobby. We're not going to get Mr. Beast Feastables.
What the hell is a Feastable? Back in my day, we had Cadbury. What on earth is wrong with Cadbury?
Dad, they use slave labor.
What they do with their business is their problem.
Yeah, that would be what it would like if Bobby Hill had Feastables.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Feastables.
Well, what if Bart Simpson had Feastables?
Dad! Wait, what?
Bobby Hill's back.
I can't picture Bart's voice in my head.
I can't picture
Daddy, Bart. Daddy, Dad.
Okay, what if Stewie Griffin stumbled across?
What the deuce? Feastables? Delicious.
What are you eating there, Stewie Griffin? It's me, Peter Griffin.
That's not Peter Griffin.
Yes, it is.
You've got like a lisp
going.
You
say yes and
you're speaking like this. You're doing this voice.
That's that guy that works at the pharmacy.
Yeah, you're mixing him up.
What guy that works at the pharmacy?
The guy that works at the pharmacy that's horny for Lois. Mort?
Morty? Rick and Morty?
Rick and?
What would it be like, Hayden, if Morty found the Feastable?
Oh, boy. I've got a...
Rick.
Shit. I've got a freaking goddamn...
It's just a Feastable, Morty.
Feastable.
Who cares about Feastables? We need to get back in time.
Rick, my favorite YouTuber, Rick. Mr. Beast. He's released a chocolate bar, Rick.
You want to see a beast? Here's a beast.
Oh, Rick!
What do you think was better content?
Rick!
Hayden.
Yes.
What do you think was better content? When we were asking you your favorite band?
Yeah.
Or this parade of impressions?
It's been a real stinker of an episode, I think. Because we also talked about shitting.
Yeah, but we also invented
ages.
The fart toilet.
That's
the
true.
Fart
the fart toilet.
Let's not
was
forget
pretty
the
good.
Fart
the carpeted fart toilet that you have to hit with a hammer to air it out. Yeah. Okay. I guess it hasn't all been bad.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think, like, look, let's like just peel back the curtain. Everyone's in the car with us. Ask the listeners.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're in the car all together, so we can talk. We could talk shop.
We could talk shop. Yes.
What is your ideal? Shut up a second.
Yeah,
if you don't like this, what do you want?
Okay.
Me and Jackson, we're open. We're guests.
Yeah.
We're open. I mean, we started the show, but yeah, we're happy to follow your direction.
If you've got any criticism or direction, we'll do. Yeah, we'll do what you want.
All right. Okay.
Funny stories? Is that what you want for shut up a second?
Funny stories. Tell what's always good is a crazy reveal about someone.
Okay.
Someone will say something and then we'll go, wait, what do you mean? And then say, oh, no, I just mean that I do this stupid fucked up thing that no one else in the world does.
Okay, crazy. Isn't that reveal. Normal?
And then we all go, no, yeah, you're fucked.
That is a shut up a second staple.
That's a goodie. I like it when that happens.
Yeah. See,
any reveals, Joel?
Well, I've already told a story about how I almost shit my pants.
Yeah, but
I feel like the problem
is... And then I excuse myself to go take farts in the bathroom. What else do you want from me?
Yeah,
I'm a pretty normal guy. Yeah. I do my farts in the toilet like every red-blooded American.
I think that problem is that any horrible reveal at this point of mine has happened.
Yeah.
I got nothing new. I got no
the
secrets.
The layers have all been peeled back.
Exactly.
You're revealed.
I got
but
nothing.
Doing voices is not good content.
Yeah, that's what Hayden says.
I didn't say I wasn't having fun.
Throwing around unlistenable.
Unlistenable. Yeah, throwing around the phrase unlistenable content.
I don't think
content.
I said unlistenable.
Yeah.
It's listenable. I'm listening to it.
I mean, yeah, they're recording it in a car. What?
Exactly. Yeah.
The listeners are what they're getting
it. It's already elevated.
Well, I guess look at his car talk. So let's talk about it. We've been on the road for just over 3 hours, I think.
We're in Sydney for a whole month.
Yeah.
Yes, we are in Sydney for a whole
That's
month.
That's true.
Yeah. What's the best thing we've seen on the road whilst I've been driving so far?
When we took off, literally when we left.
Yeah.
I saw a cat on a roof.
Yeah.
And that was pretty good.
That was out front of my house.
Yeah.
I keep thinking about that cat on that roof.
I hadn't thought about it.
And
keep thinking about
that.
I'm
jealous of that cat, you know?
It would be cool to hang out on roofs more.
I really like being on the roof.
Yeah. My house has a balcony where if you step over the balcony, you can just be standing on one part of the roof.
Oh, that's good.
How often do you do that?
I've only ever done it once.
Was it scary?
It was more concerning because it's a tin roof, so you got to be careful where you stand.
You got to stand on the rivets.
And... on top of that, it's on my neighbor's roof.
Yeah.
So,
not a good vibe up there.
Yeah, not a good vibe.
Don't want to fall in.
Being on a roof is good, though.
When was the last time you were on a roof, Jackson?
Huh?
When was the last time you were on a roof?
At my parents' house, I used to go on the roof.
Yeah.
They had a big curved tin roof, and I'd go hang out up there.
Jerk off on a roof? That seems like something you would do.
Jump off the roof.
Jerk off.
Jerk off on the roof. No, but I used to jerk off... when we first, when we moved there, we lived in a caravan for about 6 months while it was being built.
Yeah.
So to jerk off, I had to go down into like the bushes at the far end of the property.
This is what I'm talking about. This is the good stuff.
I just like sort of
jerk off jerking
off
in a bush.
Jerking off outside is rough in my head.
I know. It's something sort of beautiful about
it. I've never done it. I've never jerked off outside.
You've never jerked off outside? Oh, you simply must.
You boned outside?
Yeah, I boned outside, but never jerked off outside.
Well, because it's just like you in nature, you know what I mean?
That's not horny to me, though.
Well, you're doing the most natural thing possible.
No.
Of jerking your seed off into the grass.
That does seem natural, yeah.
Yeah.
Like when man, you got to think about when we, before...
That's how cavemen would have done it.
But exactly, before electricity, before feastables.
Yeah.
When there was nothing but...
The dark days.
The dark days.
The before times.
Nothing but you and the sweet Mother Earth.
Yeah.
I mean, where else is it going?
Is there a story where you fucked a hole in the ground? Is that you?
It sounds like it. I get it.
I swear there's a story where you and a friend go to the forest and there's a hole in the ground. You fucked a hole in the ground.
No, you're confusing two stories. Jackson used to jerk off in the woods with a friend.
Yes, but we never fucked a hole in the ground.
And where's the hole in the ground?
Jackson and I also had a list of things that aren't illegal but feel illegal.
Yes.
And fucking a hole in the ground.
Which is if you dig a hole in your backyard and then fuck that hole in your backyard, that's not illegal.
That's
but
how
it
you
feels
can
like
do
illegal.
That.
Yeah, you can
Same
do
with
that.
Sucking on a dog's tail.
You can suck on a dog's tail and it's fine.
I thought you were going to say something else.
No.
Sucking a dog's dick is illegal.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty clear
that
sucking
pretty
a dog's dick
in.
Is not allowed.
But you can suck a dog's tail.
Yeah.
I put my balls on a racetrack once.
That's awesome.
I forget which one, but we were passing it and I was just like, why not just put my balls on this? So
like
I did.
A car racetrack?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was awesome. But I've never fucked a hole in the ground.
Yeah.
I think I'd be scared. I guess I could do it if I put a condom on. I'd just be scared of getting dirt in my penis.
Well, you can get tetanus from the dirt.
Yeah, see, that's the kind of stuff I'm scared of.
That is a pretty funny way to get tetanus.
I fucked a hole in the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got like there with your jaws locked, you're sweating.
Yeah.
You go,
doctor says, what's wrong?
I fucked a hole in the ground.
The doctor's like, you could have come up with any lie.
Yeah. He had all this time. You know, it locks up your jaw, tetanus, like locks up all your bones.
Yeah, tetanus is scary.
Yeah,
dude.
I think once it takes hold, you also maybe don't get better from it.
Yeah,
it's freaky.
You're cooked.
Yeah.
You got to get your tetanus shot. It's
yeah, that's something that everyone should take away from this week's episode of Shut Up A Second Live from the Car.
Get yeah, your get your tetanus shot.
That you're... way you can fuck any part of the earth.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's true. That's true and beautiful.
Yeah.
It is beautiful. Yeah, it's actually the most natural thing you can do.
Dude, I've got a huge MILF fetish. I fucked Mother Earth.
Yeah, Gaia. She's the biggest MILF there is. She is beautiful.
Yeah, ILF.
ILF.
Earth, I'd love to.
ILF.
Well, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel.
You guys can hear more of you guys in the next episode of Thumb Cramps, which we are about to hit record on.
Whoa.
And it'll come out tomorrow if you listen to this the day it comes out. Thumb Cramps in Sydney for May Tendo Free 60. Yeah. What is it?
You know what? No, let's leave it at that. And you have to listen to Thumb Cramps to hear the proper reveal.
Proper name.
Hayden really took the wheel on that one.
Yeah, he tried. Well,
He took the wheel. And slammed the truck into a wall.
Hey, look, I like to take a risk. I like to take the wheel.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes you gotta take the wheel in this life.
Yeah. And let us know, listeners, what makes it good to Shut Up A Second for you? Is it the guest? Is it
the funny voices? Is it the shit talk?
Yeah.
Or is it the fun reveals?
Exactly. What's your favorite Shut Up A Second content?
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously, we don't want favorite Shut Up A Second moment.
No.
What just makes a good episode for you?
Like, if this episode was not good, why?
Yeah.
And if this episode was good, how come?
And direct that to @douche13 on Twitter and nowhere else.
Or Instagram. You can just comment on a photo. Let me know.
Yeah, me too. Me too, man. Yeah, please do.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
See ya.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.